The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this April 7th, 2022. See how I did that? Now you've got on the board, he's the lord of the board tonight, Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And they're here tonight because I am their hero. We got Radical Randy.
Be blessed, no stress, everybody.
And Leaping Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
She's waited all week to say that. Now, way out yonder in another state, I can't remember which one. I think it's Illinois, but we have our special guest tonight, and he is, well, you've heard him here several times, many, many times before, and he is the fellow that has written the book, Attempt a Cure, with holistic medicine. That's right. He is a naturopath, and a very well-known naturopath, and, well, he's somebody's hero, too. Are you there, Dr. Glidden?
Yes, I am. Alive and well and ready to go, Pastor. Thanks for having me.
What do we have a lot to talk about tonight? So I'm going to really, I got a bunch of stuff to throw at you and get your commentary on. But first, we got to get right into the Word of God. And I'm going to start out tonight, Randy. Would you go to Psalm 5 and read me verses 5 and 6? That's Psalm
5 yeah. and 6. Okay, yeah. 5. Mm-hmm. Her feet go down to death. Her steps take hold on hell, lest thou should ponder the path of life. Her ways are movable. Thou canst not know them.
I think you got the wrong song.
Five. Oh, I'm in Proverbs. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, but that wasn't a bad one. Okay.
Yeah. I was getting ready to ask you why.
Yeah, go to Psalm. The title of the message, by the way, who remembers? I am angry, and here's the reason why. And that was the title of the message.
My pages are sticking together here.
And Randy's going to give one him more. This. We're going to give him
all right, we're there.
Okay.
Okay. Psalm 5. You said 5 and 6.
Uh-huh.
The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man.
All right. Now go to Psalm 7:11.
7:11. All righty. God judges the righteous. God judgeth the righteous. God is angry with the wicked every day.
All right, now I'm going to pick it up over in Proverbs chapter 6, and I'm going to start with verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate, yeah. Seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look. A proud look, well, that could be, say, Obama, Fauci, Camel Hair, Joe Bama, Hillary, Slick Willie, those are just a few that have that proud look about them. But anyhow, today, a lying tongue. Well, that would apply to all of them, and especially all of the media, all of the talking heads in the media today. and hands that shed innocent blood. Well, what have we been fighting all of these years? The Antichrist, bloody, bloody, bloody abortion industry and child-killing industry. A heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that run swift, feet that be swift to the running of mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth the discord among the brethren. Do you think that that application today applies to everything that is called the world?
Well, you know, when you get to a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, somebody thought of the COVID hoax.
Yeah.
I mean. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right, so they're here. Again, God hates those whose hands shed in his blood. Today we have people that are like animals, like beasts, like Fauci. I mean, they're just, the killing is going on and on with the abortion, and now with, you know, here with the kill shots. People are dying, and they're still promoting the kill shots, and people are dying. And the fake news media, the false witness that speaketh lies, and that is NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they are covering up. They're all a part of this. They're a major part of this. And the satanic government agencies that experiment on newborn babies, we talked about that. Jude 1:10 calls them beasts, says they're beasts. And what's taking place in the University of Pittsburgh and other universities where they were these women, wicked, I mean, extremely wicked women, where they actually will carry a baby to term and then give it birth and then turn it over to these beasts, these animals, and these universities where they will remove the organs of these babies alive, giving them nothing for pain. This is evil, and those people should, I know they're going to end up in hell, but they should be tried for murder, each and every single one of them, okay? And God hates the lying lips of those, again, in the fake media, the deathocratic mobs, propaganda machine. God hates those that teach the children transgender, sodomite, pedophilia lies. God hates those that commit iniquity by killing people with the kill shots. And so I'm angry because God is angry. God said he's angry with the wicked, what, every single day. And so we're going to stop there, and we're going to get into the times we're living in. But God is on the throne. He is in complete control. And see, people better, they better really pay attention. I mean, God's not mocked, is he?
No, he's not.
No.
And so, the folks out there listening, the things that we emphasize here the most, one is make your salvation sure. Make it sure. You really need to do that. Time may be very, very short. But the other thing is, again, the wicked need to awaken up. I mean, I'm going to tell you, there's a burning lake of fire that goes on forever. Forever. Forever is a long time, isn't it?
Yes.
And so, you're out there listening to me right now, and you have people that are in the world, those on the left, those that are pro-abortion, those that are pro-sodomite, those that are doing this to the children, I'm going to tell you, you are on a fast train to a burning lake of fire. God says that. God says you're headed that way. And folks, you know, that's the God that cannot lie. And whatever God says comes about, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, with that, I'm going to go to Dr. Glidden. Peter, we're going to start you off and get you. I've got some articles here I want to read to you and have you. This is right down your alley because killings continue. Hospitals doling out DNR notices like candy, effectively killing patients that could be saved. This comes from the Natural News. It's an article by Mary Villarreal. It is now common to give out a blanket do not resuscitate notice for patients, from young people with learning disorders to seniors becoming more dependent on others in the majority of care homes in the United Kingdom. The practice started a while ago, and it was heavily discussed online for some time, with people sharing stories of patients being asked to sign DNR forms or having these forms signed on their behalf. General practitioners have also been contacting their elderly patients and those who have chronic health disorders about DNR notices and whether or not they agree to putting such notices in their files. The wordings were also kept positive and were designed to elect positive responses in a tricky form most commonly used by pollsters and insurance salesmen. One GP in surgery sent out a letter to home that catered to autistic adults saying that the careers should put in place plans to prevent their patients from being resuscitated if they become critically ill. I'm going to stop there because it's a lengthy article, but it goes on also to say that that practice is here, too, in this country, in the United States, no. So what do you think, Peter?
Well, it's the gift that keeps on giving. It's a secret hiding in plain sight that nobody sees because for the last 110 years, I think, we've been under the jackbooted heel of a medical monopoly. And these are the fruits of those labors. Your medical doctor may be the nicest person that you've ever met, but your medical doctor doesn't practice medicine. Your medical doctor practices allopathic medicine. The allopathic medicine is atheistic. Because allopathic medical doctors are trained to believe that if you can't measure it, it doesn't exist. Since nobody's ever dissected the soul out of a body or seen it with an MRI or a CT or an ultrasound, it doesn't exist. So to the allopathically trained physician, God is a fiction, the spirit is a fiction, heaven is a fiction, consciousness itself is a function of biochemistry. When the body dies, it's lights out, game over. So we're basically bags of biochemicals waiting to break. And from this insane viewpoint, which is the norm now, by the way, all of these things make sense. Because, you know, human beings aren't beings. We're just animals. This is exactly the same. You know, history doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. This is how slavery was justified for centuries. Oh, you know, blacks aren't really humans. They're just animals. They don't have souls. So you don't have to treat them like humans. You treat them like animals. Remember Tuskegee. This is the same stuff that's happening over and over and over again. And I cannot say this loud enough. I cannot say this long enough. And I cannot say this strong enough, Pastor. It is because of one thing and one thing only. The lack of a free medical market. And the medical market has been run in this country for the last 100 years by the pharmaceutical industry, which is at its core evil. 1.2 million adverse effects from the jab, over 26,000 deaths. These are the things that the CDC is reporting. The Centers for Disease Control is reporting. And, you know, not to mention the fact that I'm a member of a medical profession that none of our patients have died from COVID. None of them. Zero. None. Nada. Yet. There are very effective treatments for this, both preventively and for treatment, but our message is censored. And doctors like myself are, you know, we've been thrown in the trash heap of history for the last 300 years, for goodness sake, labeled as quacks, labeled as, you know, bad doctors practicing unscientific, dangerous medicine. The opposite is true. I mean, thank God for emergency medicine. Thank God for trauma care. Thank God for the sterile technique and general anesthesia when it's necessary. But when it's delivered inside of a monopoly, when your only choice when you're sick is medical doctor A or allopathic doctor B or allopathic doctor C, it's really no choice at all.
But, Peter, is it that changing? Because, well, I can tell you, just about everybody I know have lost all confidence in your allopathic doctors. more and more people that I know, they're going to people like you, people like Dr. Tenpenny, and I mean, also you're seeing the vitamin or the health food stores where they have actual real natural medicines Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. She can barely keep up with the orders, you know, and it's all natural medicine. So,
the world we live in, Pastor, you know, from our perspective, things are changing. But from a greater world perspective, I mean, most people in the United States still think that the jab was a good idea. We are still in the minority. We're still censored. I mean, just look around. The mainstream runs everything. And I would really like to think that all of a sudden there's going to be some great social awakening, some great awakening, and these people are going to go the way of the dodo bird. And by the way, I would really like to know what I need to do to get a front row seat at the gates of perdition. I would love to be there to watch these people file, single file, in through the gates of perdition, because that's the only thing that would bring me satisfaction at this moment in time. Because the amount of human suffering that's been inflicted on the world by these people is unimaginable, and it brings me to my knees, quite frankly.
It is. And when you see the absolute lunacy of these people, people like Bill Gates, you know, he considers himself some kind of a god, where, you know, the idea is how he's brought it upon himself that it's up to him to depopulate the planet. In other words, he's appointed himself as God. You know, Fauci, this guy's a madman. He is absolutely, with all the experimentation on the little children and on puppies and monkeys and kittens, I mean, just evil, ungodly, evil experimentation. And then,
well, the other thing, and you're absolutely correct, and there's a greater thing that's happening here, and my colleagues and I are the ones that have been seeing it and have been reporting on it for the last 30 years. I mean, but look around. I mean, orange is the new black. Sickness is the new health. Everybody is sick in this country. And while people are paying small fortunes in medical insurance premiums every month to give them access not to medicine but to allopathic medicine, while they've been doing that, well, they get sick. While they were under the care of the allopathic doctor, they got high blood pressure, they got heartburn, they got anxiety, they got insomnia, they got arthritis, they got depression, they got whatever they got while they were under the care of the allopath. And then the treatments that they were given were non-curative. All that the treatments did was make them weaker and more dependent upon the pharmaceuticals, which are costing a small fortune. And we pay 2 to 3 times as much for pharmaceuticals in this country as they do in other countries. It's a cabal, for goodness sakes. And, you know, but this is the new normal. I mean, look around. Everybody's sick. That's why I titled my first book, Everybody is Sick, and I Know Why, because it's true. And this, we have been socialized so much to believe that the medical doctors, you know, own the secret decoder ring to all things medical, that even when we get sick under their tutelage, even when we go bankrupt under their care, and by the way, the leading cause of bankruptcy in the United States of America is medical bills, for goodness sake. When our loved ones die, get sick and die from cancer or whatever it is, people are laboring for 30, 40 years with arthritis, with high blood pressure, nothing gets cured. And fortunes are lost, and pain and suffering multiply, and nobody questions it. And I don't know why nobody questions it, but people need to start questioning it. People need to start questioning it strongly and politely and severely.
We've been questioning it for 50 years here. And, you know, and again, we've done program after program where we've had people like yourself on here talking about exactly what you're saying tonight. But Surgeon General and Health and Human Services violated the First Amendment by directing Twitter to censor COVID misinformation, lawsuit alleges. A civil rights group is suing the U.S. Surgeon General and the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on behalf of three men who allege the government violated the First Amendment right by directing Twitter to censor them for spreading COVID information. The New Civil Liberties Alliance on March 24th filed a complaint against Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murphy and HH Secretary Xavier Becerra. This guy is evil to the bone. I mean, this guy, he was the Attorney General there in California. He replaced Kamala Harris. And again, this guy is adamantly is pro that there's not enough innocent blood flowing through the veins of children in this country. And you know what? This guy has absolutely no background at all in health and human services. But he's evil. And that's why in the Biden regime, he's where he's at right today. Unbelievably, this guy, he went after deleting for exposing Planned Parenthood, for exposing. They try to go after this. Nobody exposes. These people are so evil. And this man is so evil. And I really believe there's a special hot place in hell for this Xavier Becerra. There has to be a special hot place in hell for people like him.
I really want to know what do I need to do, Pastor, to get a front row seat, because I need to see it.
Well, I don't think you.
Justice.
I don't think you want to be.
I don't think you want to. You don't want to be there, and I don't think. It is going to be so hard. I mean, again, like you know, God's word, the Bible doesn't stutter. It tells you where there's wailing and gnashing of teeth, and where. The worm never dieth. These are not good things. And again, there's different degrees of punishment in hell. And so, Becerra, he's one of these guys that I think is going to get the max. According to a complaint between May 20 and 21 and December 2021, Twitter temporarily or permanently suspended the accounts of these three plaintiffs, Mark Changzai, Daniel Kotzen, and Michael P. Singer, okay? You know, why? Because they were exposing, they were talking about how many people, like you just said, have died because of the killer shots. And that's what they are. They're killer shots. And you know what? We've been telling people, remember, we started telling people in March of 2020 that these shots were going to kill people. And we're still, here it is 2 years later, and people are dying left and right, and it's still being blocked out by the fake news media, isn't it?
I put together a 55, in March of 2020, I put together a 55-page document called Coronavirus Myth-Busting. And I busted the myths of masks and social distancing and asymptomatic carriers, the whole thing, and I was censored by Vimeo. They let me keep it up for about 3 weeks, and then they shut me down for 3 months. Maybe I should sue them. Might not be a bad idea.
Well, our site's getting more and more coverage. We're getting our own websites. And so, I mean, it's you know, we are making a lot of gains in that area there. And, of course, more and more AM talk, you know, AM talk radio reaches more people than any other media in this country. Reaches more people than the three major radio TV stations because there's so many of us. And that's the good news there.
Oh, that's interesting. I've been on the John Fredericks radio show out of Atlanta for the last couple of weeks. And so I think that you're right. I think that there is, you know, a silent majority that exists in the world. And that's what gets me up out of bed every day, you know, in the face of all of this oppression. And I mean, I don't want to sound like a, you know, like somebody who's complaining. And I'm not, but I mean, for goodness sakes, Pastor, my profession's been taking it in the teeth for hundreds of years.
It's called righteous indignation, and that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to, but it's righteous indignation. This is why the title of my message is I'm Angry, and Here's Why. Because God's word, the Bible says we're to be angry at this evil. We're to be angry at what God's angry at and rejoice in what God rejoices in.
Well, I'm with you there 100%. I don't know where this is going to end. I don't know how this is going to end. Because, you know, I mean, the pharmaceutical industry made, what, $50 billion or something like that so far on all of this coronavirus stuff. And I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but the direct-to-consumer ads for pharmaceuticals, they've, like, tripled on network TV in the last 3 months. I've seen more ads for pharmaceuticals on TV than I've ever seen before at any moment in time.
They want to make sure They want to make sure that NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, they want to make sure they're not going to break and tell the truth, okay, and expose the pharmaceutical companies, so they have to keep them on the payroll. That's what people are not supposed to know. But hang tight. We're going to a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Remember me, you're taking all my money. Remember me, you gave my job away. Remember me, or am I just a number? Who's white and straight and doesn't qualify for foreign aid? Remember me, I helped you get elected. But you haven't done one thing you said you'd do. Well, even though you'd rather not remember me, I'll remember you. Remember me, I served my country proudly. Remember me, I love the USA. Remember me, or am I just some bumpkin who you didn't think would notice the bounce checks and midnight raids? Remember me, I wrote you all those letters, thinking that you cared what I thought too. Well, even though you often just forget to remember, I'll remember you. I'll remember.
I'll remember.
In November.
In November.
As I step into the little booth, I'll remember.
You hear that, Rhino Romney? You hear that, Murkowski? You hear that, Collins? Anyone but you, okay? Those were the rhinos that voted for that Ketanji, for a woman who was adamantly pro-sodomite, adamantly pro-abortion, adamantly pro-pedophile, adamantly pro-sin. And we got, again, betrayed by... well, by the rhinos. You know, we expect the deathocrats to do that. I mean, they're deathocrats, and that's what deathocrats do. But, you know, I'm so tired of the rhinos.
But really, it's the usual suspects. I come on, Mitt Romney and company. It's always the same few.
Yep, always. Well, you know, and I'll tell you who let us down, too, our senator from West Virginia there, who he... you know, we thought maybe he might be coming in our direction. Anyhow, I'm going to go back, you know, because we're just really tired, and we will remember in November. And, you know, the deathocrats, they've just pushed it too far. I don't know what they're going to pull. They're going to try to do whatever they can to try to stop the election, okay? They've got to do that. They know that if there's a fair and honest election, they're gone, they're history. So they're going to come up with something. They're going to try to find a way. And you know, Dr.
But
Glidden.
But we've got a mess here, yeah. And it's going to happen May the 3rd, and we may end up with the same guy back.
Yeah. Dr. Glidden, now, you know, in your book it talks about natural foods, the different foods you have. And there's, in your book, Attempt a Cure. And by the way, folks, we have these books available, Attempt a Cure, and Everybody is Sick, and I Know Why. And I believe that the Attempt a Cure we have, or we ask a donation of $40 or more, and Everybody is Sick, and I Know Why, we ask a donation of $20 or more for those. but now if you're absolutely destitute and you can't afford it and you really need it, then let us know, and we'll get it to you. But anyhow, Dr. Glidden, in your book, you talk about natural foods. Now, listen to this. Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, they're pushing for a new lab-grown meat industry, right, that harvests the blood of unborn cow fetuses. And they want to grow this slime in these laboratories. It's kind of like Soylent Green. What do you think about that?
Well, these people think that they're God. And, you know, when you're atheistic at the core, I guess you could think that you're God, because when you're an atheist, science is your God, and the greater you can roll out science, damn the torpedoes, well, the more like God you are. So from that particular perspective, it makes sense. Of course, it's insanity on its face. You know, there. I'll never forget in one of my courses, I think, in my freshman year at Naturopathic Medical School, we were talking about the difference between botanical medicine and pharmaceutical, because the majority of pharmaceuticals have their origins in the plant kingdom, right? People will see that, oh, this plant does this, 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 and this to the human body, and so they take it into a lab and they dissect it and they pull out the pieces that they think are the best, and then they concentrate them and they synthesize them and they make a drug out of it. And my professor looked at me and he said, well, God made plants and man made drugs. Who do you trust? And, right, this is our fundamental message, that there is a direct relationship between the human body and Mother Earth. And so, and we need to pay attention to what it says in the Bible for where we're going to go to get our medicine. And the foundation of my profession is built upon natural law. Natural law never changes. It's like gravity. It never changes. Even if you don't believe in it, it's there. Natural law is there. And that's what my profession does. It specializes in manipulating natural law to our advantage and respecting natural law when it comes to healing. And the basic concept here is, well, guess what? The human body knows how to fix itself. It wants to fix itself. It's trying to fix itself all of the time. And the best way to help the body to fix itself is by paying attention to natural law. Natural law makes no room for synthetic Soylent Green meats or any of this other nonsense stuff. It's unbelievable how far these people want to push this envelope.
Well, you know, do you remember that fellow called Jacques Cousteau?
I do.
You remember one of his famous, because he was considered to be, well, quite an icon amongst the far left, the liberals. But I remember hearing him one day when they were interviewing him, and he was saying that the cure for human hunger is very simple, that people are a great source of protein. And the answer is found in the wild kingdom, where the strong eat the weak. And now with Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos, with their kind of a mindset, I could see how they would want to recycle human beings, you know, and turn them into some. I mean, I'm not kidding you. These people have got some really, really bizarre, reprobate minds. I mean, it's unbelievable. I don't know if there's any limit to how bizarre and reprobate they can be. Do you?
No, I don't. And in that cabal, it all becomes reality by consensus, because when you graduate into that class, you're surrounded by people who think the same way that you do and who justify what you do. And it's reality by consensus, even though it has nothing to do with reality. And they've got so much money, I mean, it doesn't even matter to them. They can do whatever they want, and they can and they can skate. I mean, just look at Will Smith, for goodness sake. I mean, you know, the beat goes on and on. I do want to make an interesting little segue here, Pastor, because it's important, and the Jacques Cousteau thing just jogged this in my memory. So another thing that Cousteau said is that the world's oceans are dying. And this was 30 years ago. And the world's oceans are dying. Coral reefs all around the world are dying, and it's not because of sunblock that's soaking off of tourist bodies when they're snorkeling on the coral reefs. A colleague of mine put forth a really interesting idea, and, you know, as above, so below. Minerals are 66% of the body's nutrient needs. That's two-thirds. It's the lion's share of the body's nutrient needs are minerals. Things like calcium and sulfur and zinc, and guess what? It's the same thing in the ocean. Where do minerals come from? They come from the mountains, and they wash down into the rivers, and then the rivers flow into the ocean. And the sediment that the rivers dump into the ocean is mineral. And it's the minerals that feed all of the life in the ocean. It's the mineral foundation. But when you dam the rivers, which all of the major rivers in the world have been dammed up for the last 100 years, you stop the exportation, the infiltration of the minerals from the rivers into the ocean. That's what's killing the ocean. It's not sunblock from tourist bodies who are snorkeling. It's lack of minerals. And it's the same thing that's making everybody in the world sick. It's lack of minerals. You're not sick and suffering with a chronic health condition because you have a bad gene, because you have a bad doctor, and your body is under-nutrified, maximally under-nutrified. Your body is desperately needs these nutrients, and they're not in the food. And if Bezos has his way, they're going to be none in the food. And you need to snap out of it, ladies and gentlemen, and nutrify your body, because that is the foundation to health moving forward. You must nutrify your body.
The Apostle Paul made a little comment on that, too. He said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now." In other words, the world, you know, is spinning down. It's wearing down. It's going down. And you're seeing that everywhere. The soil's lost its nutrients. But he tells you the reason for that is you find in Hosea chapter 4, and the reason for that is man's sin. He tells you it's man's sin that is destroying the environment. Man's sin. It's not, you know, it's not what the fools tell you, okay, out there. It's man's sin. So,
mostly I would say it's probably, pride is probably one of the biggest here, because human beings think that they're smarter than God, think that they can manipulate nature, and, you know, they don't look to see the secondary or the tertiary causes of it. They just go along their merry way with no remorse, no repercussions. Nobody goes to jail. Bextra kills thousands of people. Vioxx kills thousands of people. Thalidomide kills thousands of people. The Tuskegee experiments, for goodness sake, concentration camps run by medical doctors in World War II, they get a pass. They start to work with the American Medical Association. Nobody goes to jail. It's insanity, Pastor. It's insanity. And my message here is simple. If you're waiting for the government to fix this, you're going to be waiting a long time. There are solutions that exist right now, and they've been developed and delivered for a long time by licensed and regulated physicians, not allopathic physicians, but naturopathic physicians, people who are trained in these things. This is our wheelhouse, and there's a tremendous amount of stuff that you need to know and that you can apply in your life right now, today, starting today, in order to support and promote your body's built-in, God-given ability to fix itself. And this is my message that I'll be yelling from the rooftops until I die.
Let me read you from Hosea chapter 4. "Hear the word of the Lord, you children of Israel, for the Lord..." Now, that applies to the United States, too, you know. "For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land," because now see if this applies to our to this country today in the way it is, "because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yes, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. So he's telling you very clearly there that the reason for the environment, the way that things are going, is because of man's sin. Right there.
100% spot on, correct. And, you know, it always seems like it's the bad guys that have the upper hand. It always seems like it's the bad guys that have the upper hand. I, for one, cannot wait for that tide to turn. Maybe you're right, Pastor. Maybe they're going to screw it up so much that people are just going to abandon them, and they're going to start voting with their pocketbooks. They're going to start to abandon conventional medicine and buy the millions, and that would be a good day as far as I'm concerned.
All right. Well, we'll take some calls there. We've got folks calling and asking questions like, what do you do for colon pressure? But we haven't gotten to that part of the program yet. When we do, if you're waiting out there with bated breath to know what you do with colon pressure, I think Peter could probably tell you that, right, Peter?
Yeah, there are simple solutions here. You know, I mean, my profession doesn't offer be-all, end-all, cure-all for all human ailments, but we do have a very sophisticated, practical, pragmatic approach that works most of the time. It's pretty easy to apply. It's pretty easy to learn. And I've always said this, Pastor, you know, the stuff that I know, people should have been taught in high school. They should have been taught it in college. These are the fundamentals that everybody needs to know, but they don't know it. Why don't they know it? Because the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want people to know it. Our educational system is biased, the media is biased, everything is stacked against us. So, again, my message is clear, folks. If you're smart enough to pass the driver's license test, you're smart enough to learn what to do to support your body's built-in, God-given ability to fix itself, because surgery is complicated. Surgery is complicated, but healing is relatively easy.
Yeah, and bad things can happen in surgery, too. In fact, that's exactly what I was counseling. I was doing a couple of counseling. And in that case, the woman in there had a C-section. When she delivered her baby, it was C-section. And in the process, they had cut her intestines open. And what happened was they sewed her back up afterwards, and her body filled up with bile, okay? And then they had to go back. She became septic and almost killed her. Then they have to go back and cut her open again. And now I understand it'll happen probably be for a third time. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, so you don't want to go to surgery unless you have to go to surgery, right?
Well, what do you call the person who graduates last in medical school? Doctor.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I guess nowadays, yeah. Anyhow, it's an amazing thing. Now, in your book, I wanted to tell the folks, because a lot of the answers to their questions you find in your book, because you start from A to Z, and, you talk about, you know, how, here's the ways that you not just treat, because you guys don't practice medicine, you do medicine, right? I mean, you actually do real. So the idea is to actually heal, not just treat, but to heal, right?
Yes, the goal of the naturopathic medical intervention is to bring the body into a state of health. When the body's in a state of health, it's symptom-free. And that opens up a whole kind of philosophical conversation that I could go off on, but I won't. But I will just say this. If you'd like to have some fun with your medical doctor, ladies and gentlemen, the next time you're sitting with them, just look at them straight in the eye and very politely ask them this question. Doctor, could you please define health for me? And then just pause and wait for the answer. And they won't be able to answer it because your medical doctor doesn't know the definition of health, because your medical doctor, again, may be a really nice human being, may be very well-intentioned, but they're not trained in health care. They're trained in disease management. And there's a gigantic difference between health care and disease management. Given the choice, most people would choose health care rather than disease management. They would want to try to cure the condition rather than just manage it. But they don't get that option because we don't have a free medical market. So if you'd like to see a medical doctor's head explode, have a little intellectual fun sometime, just ask them to define health and watch their head spin off their shoulders.
Well, you know, we mentioned earlier that Becerra, I will watch today as a congresswoman had asked him, what is a man? Can you tell me what a man is? Because now, you know, they haven't figured out, the Democrats don't know what a woman is. So she wanted to know if they knew possibly what a man was. And, you know, he thought about that for a while. And then he said, well, I'm one. Okay. But then she wanted him to define that, and he really couldn't see. And so now you've got people that want to be one in the highest court in the land, and they don't know what a woman is. I mean, this is, this is a land... it's really gone insane. But you know what? This is the best time in the world for us to place up crowns in heaven. You know, I mean, it couldn't be a better time than for us to be able to run to this battle out there and be more right than they are wrong, do more good than they can do evil. And you know, this is the best time really for us, right?
This is the silver lining here, Pastor. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, the truth has a ring to it. And the only problem that exists here is that the media just drills it over and over and over again, this false message. And people subconsciously pick it up and they believe it. But I do, the more that I think about it and the more that I kind of be with what you were saying at the beginning of the program, I'm tending to come around to your way of thinking. I do think that the tide is turning. I do think that people are changing their positions. I do keep... think people are starting to see, you know, the man behind the curtain, and hopefully this will all bode well for us moving forward.
It is. Believe me, I'm talking to people, and people have lost all confidence in the AMA. Now it doesn't know if there are two genders. It doesn't know, so they're not going to put on birth certificates anymore, male or female. Because they don't know. See, I can tell them. I know for a fact that there's two genders. I know it for real, okay? But they don't know that. What do you think his...
People that are in charge of your health. Right. They don't know that. And that speaks volumes for the whole thing. I mean, that's the macrocosm shining through the microcosm right there. So, you know, I guess there is a silver lining here because there is another way. And... for health, and that way has been largely hidden from the public view on purpose. Now people are starting to get so frustrated with this insanity that they're picking their heads up out of the sand and looking around and going, son of a gun, these people are nuts. There must be a better way. I was talking to a friend of mine. She has a really great clinic in Big Island in Hawaii. And, you know, it's like an old-fashioned country doctor's office. She's been doing this for over 30 years. She's treated 875 COVID people over the last 2 years. 875 in her little office. None of them died. None of them had to be hospitalized. And she did it all with naturopathic medicine. She didn't even need to use ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. She just used naturopathic therapeutics the way she was taught to do it in school. I'm telling you, Pastor. This is the best-kept secret in medicine, is what my profession brings to the table, and I hope everybody who's listening checks it out. You need to slam these doors and kick these tires and see what this medicine has to offer, because you don't know what you're missing.
Well, you know, when you talk about the AMA and that, and over my years, you know, I did about 50 years in the prison ministry, and one of the worst things I've ever seen was it was one of the inmates who had one good eye. The other one was dead, and there was a major problem. And they removed the good eye. He went in for surgery, and they took out his good eye, okay?
Oh, come on.
And so that was what you would call a really big mistake. But
you know, New York Times, I think it was either the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal about 5 years ago did an article, and I'm making these numbers up. They're not exact, but they're close. They did a survey, and alarmingly it showed that over 60% of emergency room physicians in this country were addicted to alcohol, street drugs, or prescription drugs. Over half. It, you know, and these are the people with the scalpels, and that's troubling.
Well, you know, that's a couple of things, too, you know, that I never could understand is why they make these surgeons and these doctors work like 16 or 18 hours straight. Why? What's the idea there? I mean, I never could understand that. Do you know?
I don't know. You know who would be a good person to ask that question to? Because she actually did it. Sherry Tenpenny. She was an emergency room physician for a number of years in Ohio. I don't know what the modus operandi is there, but I know there's a reason. And, you know, when we start talking about hospitals now, we have to start talking about the organizations that own and run the hospitals and in the insurance industry. And, I mean, for goodness sakes, if you think the medical industry is corrupt, a close second is the medical insurance industry. I mean, it's a really close second. And it's the insurance people that are calling the shots at the hospitals, and they're the ones that make the rules, and the physicians have to, you know, dance to their tune, or they can go and find another job somewhere else.
Well, I mean, that's another thing I can't understand. You would think that the insurance industry would like to see people well, right?
You would think that the insurance industry would like to see people well, but there is a relationship between the insurance industry and the pharmaceutical industry. And, you know, again, we pay two and a half times as much per drug in the United States as we do in any other country. And, you know, we're 49th, 50th in the world in life expectancy, United States of America. It's a bad situation here. People just don't see it as a bad situation because it's everywhere all of the time. Everybody is sick all of the time, and that's just become the new normal. And from my perspective, it's tragic because there are things that people can do to get out of that mousetrap. There are things that you can do to remove yourself from the clutches of the pharmaceutical industry. It's not going to happen overnight, but you can do it. You need to stand up, take charge of your health yourself, and lean on me, for goodness sake, because I will help you to figure it out. That's what I've dedicated the last 10 years of my life to, and moving forward, that's what I'm dedicating the rest of it to. A little bit of education in this regard goes a long, long, long way.
Well, again, going back to it, like I said, I have seen the medical association, the MDs, and that take a real hit. I mean, where they lined up with the pharmaceutical companies and pushed the killer shots, and they regret it now. I mean, more and more of them regret it, and more of them now are starting to go the other way because they're seeing what's happening, and they're realizing they're losing their credibility, and their patients don't trust them. Now that many of those that recommended the shots, they find out their patients don't trust them. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.